Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 10, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
So there's no doubt that Lord Brahma is a pure devotee?
Whatever he may be, he is acharya.
Yes.
So, you, then Krishna is also passionate. Krishna is also passionate. Krishna danced with so many gopis, therefore he is passionate.
Sakshad Hari.
These things are to be seen in this way, that such exalted person is sometimes become passionate, so how much we shall be careful. This is in itself. Then we petty thing, petty person, how much we shall be careful. It is not that Acharya has become passionate, therefore I shall become passionate.
No.
I am strict follower of Acharya. These are skills.
So, Lord Brahma's been attracted to his daughter, that is, just as an example.
Why you discuss this? Therefore you shall be attracted with your daughter, mother. Do you think so? Like that?
Then this word, they say that disease. They say that disease.
Yes, that disease, Brahma, Lord Shiva also, he was attracted, the Mohini. So, they are Ishara, they are controllers. So, the instruction is that even such personalities may be sexually attracted. So, how much we shall remain careful? This is the instruction. Like the other rascal who was saying that Krishna is killed by a hunter, the hunter is greater than him.
Rajagopalacharya.
Huh?
Rajagopalacharya, he has written in the Mahabharata.
Huh?
That Krishna was killed by a hunter.
Huh? Therefore the hunter is...
Krishna passes away, the heading of his chapter.
You said about a couple of years ago that what ordinary man would be killed if he was shot in the arrow by a heel? I mean, shot in the heel by an arrow. No ordinary man died that way.
Who reads Rajagopalacharya's Mahabharata? We are rotting at Bharatiya Vidyapeetha.
Yes.
Rotting in the bookshelf, and the insects are eating.
Yes.
But in Somnath, I went last year there, and I was in Gujarat. The people, they don't believe that the people of Somnath, that he was killed by psychics. So these frogs were simply for their name. They put some kind of theories so that the people can know.
These pastimes of Krishna is to make the fools more fools. One is thinking of Krishna as ordinary man. Krishna is playing this part to show them, yes, see, I'm dying.
Pati jad abjananti ma mura.
Mura, janmani, janmani. He will remain mura, janmani, janmani. This is this person. Life after life, he shall remain a fool, rascal. So this Rajagopal Charyan company, they remain in darkness, life after life. For them, this pastime. Abhijananti manam murha, manasim tanuvasita. The rascals, they think of me as ordinary human being. To such rascals, he is playing like, yes, you see, I'm ordinary human being. You see, I'm dying. This is. To keep them life after life in darkness. If it is so easy to understand Krishna that he is dying, as I have read it, I have seen it, he's dead, then what is the use of saying, manasanam sahasresu kachid jadavisi, jadadama visidhya. Out of many millions of persons, one can understand Krishna. Then what is the use of saying this? If it is so easy to understand Krishna, what he is doing, what for he is doing, then everyone could understand Krishna. Then what is the use of saying, manasanam sahasresu? This requires intelligence.
Bahu naam janamani.
Therefore Krishna says, tasviddhi panipatin pariprasnena sevaya. One who knows, go and understand from them, from the Guru. Don't make your interpretation rascal, you shall remain always rascal. What is the use of all these verses? Yeah. Huh? If it is so easy to understand Krishna, then why Krishna says, tasviddhi panipadena, pribhasnena, sevaya. Then you'll understand. Go to the right person. Let's see.
But the rascal philosophers, they have put in their book that you don't need to go to a teacher master.
Yeah.
Like one lady, she is staying in our temple now. She is our life member from, I think from Kanpur. So I was discussing with her yesterday. She said that you are devotees, they are forcing me that she should accept Srila Prabhupada as future master. She said, no, I know Krishna. I am reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And she told me that she has read in the book that one not need to go to future master.
Why she is staying here? You have asked them to go? No.
This is the first I've heard of this.
I am going to tell her to go if she will not.
I never heard this before.
But she told
no.
Yesterday.
And she is staying there as a paying guest or what?
No, no, she wants. She paid us 1100 rupees in Kanpur. And I don't know, the devotees, they promise her she can come and she can stay in our temple. But they never told her the four regulative principles and took
no,
stuff.
No, I don't
know. No, that is not true.
So she wants the money back.
So give her
she
back.
She can have it back.
So she should
that's
go.
Give her. Give her back.
She certainly have it back.
Yeah. So why didn't you give her immediately?
Yeah, I'll give her. She never asked me. I didn't know this.
So she asked Gopal Krishna. So we will arrange. She should go, you know. She make a great confusion yesterday.
Oh, that's
Let him return. Let her return the receipt.
Yes.
Or give a receipt and let them go out. Nobody can stay more than 3 days.
Yes, we will do that.
Yes.
Then we will.
She can come, but not more than 3 days in a month.
Rascals will use any excuse to reject all of Krishna consciousness.
That is atheism or demonism.
Chinmayananda, when he lectures, he only lectures on the verses that are important. He says all the other ones, they're not really important. He picks out the ones that count.
So why don't you cut his hair? Say that it is not important. You are talking nonsense. Cut your hair.
He don't give any commentary on verses, even important commentary. He speaks all nonsense.
Nobody.
No, therefore he says this head is not required. You are talking nonsense and cut your hair.
No one knows what he's talking about anyway. No one knows what he's talking about anyway.
Especially him.
Yes. No one can say.
Become a problem for all these aspects that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That they're feeling.
Yes.
If this moment goes on, then we are all finished.
Out of work.
Their profession is at stake.
Yeah. Everyone.
One Mayavadi sannyasi, he wrote a book, Be Your Own Guru.
Mm.
And he said you can...
Oh, I do write books.
Yes, so he's being guru, he's teaching them to do without a guru.
Let everyone become his guru. Why you write books?
A book that one should not write a book without the permission of a teaching master.
Yes.
You'll find in today's chair, the Prahlada is commanding, the spiritual life begins by Guru Shushusha, by serving Guru. Swami says, Adu Gurvashram. The first beginning is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual Saddharma Pritya. Then inquire from him about the spiritual path. Sadhu Margana Gamanam. Follow the previous acharya. These are the steps. Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Shishasteyam, Sadhyam, now I become your disciple, teach me. These rascals are more than Arjuna. There is no need of Guru. He says, Shishasteyam, why he has already fled? Why he should submit himself as disciple? That is the beginning of spiritual life.
Somebody put a question to Bhagavan with me, that you claim that you are God, can you show us your universal form? He said, well, I can show you, first you come like as Arjuna, first you become Arjuna, then I can show you the universal form.
So he admits that?
Yes, that he is.
That he cannot?
No, he admits that he can. But he is fool. He can't
that's
do.
All right. Have you shown anyone your universal form among so many your disciples? Have you shown? The next question should be like.
He never asked.
Huh?
I was hearing tape on one life member's house.
No. If you learn.
Yeah.
But have you shown ever your universal form to any one of your disciples? Huh?
There is not a such intelligent person to ask this.
That is it.
So we have to ask that.
if he says, no, none of my students are efficient, then why you are preaching? If you cannot make any one of your students as efficient, then why are you preaching, wasting your time?
Yeah. Right.
These rascals, their face should not be seen in it. They are so foreign.
But now they are all afraid from your stick.
Huh?
They are all afraid from your stick.
Stick?
Yes, it's a stick. So then Prabhupada, they all, many that tells us Prabhupada, he criticizes us. You know, they say, this is just, you are made to be criticized.
Your stick is Bhagavad Gita as it is.
They say?
Yes. In Malaysia, there are many cars. So they invited us. I went to 2-3. So they asked me that, we are coming many times to you people, why not you come? I said that whenever you invite us, we are ready to come, but you accept our philosophy. So they said, how we can accept your philosophy? Prabhupada, he said that all the other are Mayavadi, all other are Raska. Well, Krishna has said that. Prabhupada is not saying that. Krishna says, who don't accept him, he is Muda, he is Raska. So Prabhupada is doing as it is, whatever Krishna has said. Oh, they are.
He's going tight, sir.
Say, the rascals do not surrender to me. So as soon as we see somebody not Krishna conscious, we call him rascal. What is wrong there?
No.
Krishna says, Navag duskitina murha prabhadvanti naradha. So we find out rascal if he is not Krishna conscious. So what is our fault? Krishna says, this is the test to find out who is a rascal. Now, who is a rascal? Who is not Krishna conscious? He is a rascal. So, if you are not Krishna conscious, you are a rascal. We have to see through the shastra characteristic of a rascal that he is not Krishna conscious. That's all. We may be fooled, but we take lesson from Bhagavad Gita. That's all. And from the lesson, you understand you are rascal number one. That's all.
Especially that Tilak's wife. Tilak's wife. She told me she was very upset, you know. One day when she came to see you, and that the other one, rascal Yogi, was there. And he said that in the Vedas everything is mentioned that we can drink, and women and the men have the equal right. Then you answered her. She was also saying the same thing. And you answered her, okay, well, if the woman and the man, they are equal rights, then why not your husband begot a children? No, why not you begot a children in the womb of your husband? And she was very upset, you know. Prabhupada sometimes says the things like that which are unbelievable, you know.
I said that if you are equal rights, then make some arrangement. Sometimes you become pregnant, sometimes he becomes pregnant. Why? Why that is not right, equal rights?
He was telling me when I had to be right, I said that so much. Sometimes I say these things, that these things always change, you know.
The medicine is not always palatable for them. The medicine is not always palatable for these people.
But in speaking, in spiritual understanding, we cannot make any compromise. What to speak? I'm in Mauritius. In Chicago, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
There was great agitation in papers.
In the TV. Same thing? In France also?
They are very upset. And when I was coming, I think in Chicago, in the aeroplane, the one of the host guard, she was saying, I asked her to supply one seven, and I have no key. She was so angry. Thank you. But all the captains and others, they gather around me.
I think that was the same stewardess who came in the back and asked us why the Swamiji doesn't like women.
No, I don't say that I don't like women. But I cannot say that equal rights. How yeah. can I say? First of all, so that equal rights, your husband becomes sometimes pregnant and then you become pregnant. Alternatively.
It doesn't mean you don't like him.
Huh?
It doesn't mean you don't like him.
It is true. Huh? I am speaking the truth.
The truth.
If you have equal rights, then let your husband become pregnant. Make some arrangement.
Vishaka was preaching to her. She said that actually we are less intelligent. It started a big scandal.
That is disconcerting. They are equal in equal right. Then nowadays, of course, they are thinking like that. The man should remain independent, and they will have homicide, and the woman also independent. They will make some. It is more immoral thing.
They have an equal right.
Where is equal right?
There's a...
You mean in Russia? There is no equal right? They are created. Some of them are managers and some of them are workers. Why? If equal rights, then everyone should be manager.
Well, in America, they have women senators now.
Huh?
Women senators. Women are in charge of companies, sometimes. Here they have women prime ministers.
Now in India, I have two women. They are the high commissioner of India to the foreign
country. That is possible. It requires education. That is another. By nature, the woman's body is different from man's.
Women are subordinate.
Not sovereign, actually. The occupations are different. It does not mean that is another mistake. It's like the leg is walking and the head is directing. So, although the occupation is different, both of them are important. We require the head and leg also. If simply head is there, if there is no leg, then we will walk. This is the understanding. Not equal. Everyone must have his separate duties to serve the whole. That is the arrangement. This is real understanding. The most important part of the body is head. But that does not mean the leg is not important. Leg is important in its work, and head is important in its work. So we require both, head and tail both. Not that simply leg or simply head. But when you make comparative study, we can understand that head is more important than the leg. If you cut your leg, you can live. But if you cut your head, you'll die. Therefore, the conclusion is head is more important than the leg. Comparative study. Otherwise, head is also required and leg is also required. you collect some flowers, nice flowers, and add with it some green folios, it becomes more beautiful. Simply flower is not so beautiful. When it is added with some green folios, then it becomes more beautiful. So we have to take in that sense. But comparatively, the flower is more important than the foliage. But the both of them are equal.
The foliage also becomes beautiful because of the flower.
Yeah, that is God's creation. Just like these trees, they're condemned. But still, with trees we can make a beautiful garden. And that is very enjoyable. That is God's arrangement. Even insignificant. Kudyadapi pradhanasya jayate paramam hitam. One is very insignificant and another is very important. But both of them combined together becomes beneficial.
I remember over 5 years ago you telling me about if you read the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, you become fully Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. Would you kindly tell me what does it mean to be fully Krishna conscious?
What do you understand? Fully Krishna conscious.
What does it mean to be fully Krishna conscious?
What do you mean, first of all? Let me know.
What do you think fully Krishna conscious means?
First you tell what
you tell Prabhupada.
It's to see Krishna face to face.
That means Krishna conscious. Everyone is seeing Krishna face to face. When you go to the temple, Krishna is there. You are seeing. Does it mean that everyone is Krishna conscious?
No.
Then? What is the meaning of Krishna consciousness?
Brahma Bhuta Prasanna.
That is part of Krishna consciousness. Brahma Bhuta. Real Krishna consciousness is Krishna is master, I am servant. This is Krishna.